Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. And there's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Howard Dworkin, a CPA, a founder of Consolidated Credit. Howard knows a thing or two about why people get into debt trouble, as well as the secrets to getting out of debt and staying that way. Howard has been featured in major media, including the Wall Street Journal, Consumer Reports, ABC World News Tonight, CNN, and many others. His new book, Power Up, Taking Charge of Your Financial Destiny, was just released by Wiley & Sons this fall. And welcome, Howard. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. And my number one question for you, Howard, is we had this great recession and everyone during that time pulled back and, you know, pulled up their bootstraps and buckled down. You know, all the cliches came out about really, really watching what they were spending and seeing where every penny went. And now we're in recovery. So what's the money mindset now, and how is that getting people into trouble again?
Well, Americans in general have very short memories, especially when it comes to spending. You are absolutely correct. Credit card usage went down during the recession, and for a number of reasons. Number one, you know, people were broke, obviously. Number two, and probably more telling, is that the banks curtailed their ability to spend by bringing down consumers' available balances on their credit cards. And that helped shore up the banks, but it also helped stop consumers from spending. Now the banks are loosening up those available balances, and consumers, because they're seeing the stock market hit new highs and they're getting hit with lots of advertising and they have a sense of security in the economy, they're starting to spend. And certainly this year, they are spending more so than they have over the last 5 years, and almost at the same levels that they were prior to the recession.
So they are just going right back to old behaviors. I know you talk about one thing that people could stop doing. If most people could stop doing this one thing, then it would solve a lot of their financial problems. What is that?
I mean, there's lots of things people can do, but at the end of the day, they need to stop making impulse purchases and doing things such as thinking about what they're purchasing. They need to adopt a depression-era mentality where they start thinking for the future and not the present. Meaning, people with a depression-era mentality always thought that this will be the last day of financial security, so they shouldn't spend all their money. Today's consumer is a lot different, where if they don't have money, they don't care. They'll just put it on their credit cards. You have to make sure that your money, when you use it and when you use credit cards, that you're able to pay for these items when the bills come in and not be financing a lifestyle that you can't afford.
So if something's on sale, that's a good thing, right? Don't spend as much money.
Well, yes and no. First of all, you got to ask yourself, do you really need what's on sale? Or is the sale inducing you to spend your money? That's the one thing. The second thing is, are you sure if you don't have cash in your pocket, are you sure you're going to pay it off when the credit card bill comes in? And if not, how long is it going to take you to pay off? If it takes you another year, well, at 20% off, you know, the sale price may not be less than what you end up paying for it, assuming you get a television on sale and they take 10% off the regular price. That's great. A television, $2,000. They take $200 off. What a great savings. But if it takes you the entire year and you're being charged 24% interest, guess what? by the time you pay off the credit card, the TV is no longer a great bargain and maybe not even worth the money you paid for it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of credit cards and these high interest rates, a lot of credit companies will target teenagers, kids going to school. Maybe if they're not in school, they're just still young adults. Do you think it's smart for these older teens, young adults, 22, 23 years old, to get credit cards?
People of all ages must be taught how to save rather than how to spend. So before you start spending and utilizing credit, you need to learn about it and learn about budgeting and learn about savings. And go through and be conservative, because I could tell you credit and credit cards is the great non-discriminator. It doesn't care if you're 20, 30, 40, green, purple, or blue. It doesn't care. It's going to latch onto you, and it's tough to get rid of that debt. And it changes your whole lifestyle and changes your life in a negative manner. So you don't want to get into debt too early. Go through and start out small, and don't use credit cards if you can avoid it. Now, credit card companies tend to focus on those groups because as studies have shown, that when you get a credit card into somebody's hands, typically your first credit card you hold on to for a very long time, because there's some kind of relationship that evolves, because they were the first ones to give you credit, so you're less likely to part with that. Whereas the regular credit card, say if a credit card was issued to you and I, would stay in our wallets maybe 4 years. The first credit card tends to stay in somebody's wallet 15 years. So that's a huge amount of money that can be made from issuing that. And also with regards to students, the risk levels are substantially less, because you are issuing a credit card to somebody who may or may not have a job, but mommy and daddy are still there. That'll write the check to pay off the credit card if junior gets themselves in trouble.
Now, I want to ask you this question. I thought this to be interesting when I was looking over your information, Howard. Why do you say that there is no such thing as free banking? There's free banking commercials everywhere, free checking. Why do you say there's no such thing as free banking?
Well, there's nothing free in this world. It's a way to pull you in, whether they sell you other products, other services. But the fact of the matter is you're giving them information and access to your finances, where they're not offering free banking because they're good guys. They want a piece of you. Even the credit card, even if you get a free credit card with no annual fee, they're still making money because they charge when you use that credit card, wherever you use it, that merchant that you give it to has to pay the bank a fee. Now, go through and take it a step further. They're hoping to get to trap you, because if you get a credit card and they say it's free, or better yet, zero down, no money down for a year. You see those all the time. The fact of the matter is they're playing the statistics. And statistically speaking, you're not going to pay that credit card off at the end of the year to lock in your free financing. You're going to end up screwing up, and you're going to be back charged all the interest going from the day you started. So at a very, very high rate, somewhere in the mid-20s. So you could get yourself in trouble. So nothing in life is free, and certainly when it comes to credit, nothing's free.
So, Howard, I guess you would leave our listeners with this. Nothing is free. Think about what you buy. Be conscious of what you're doing. And if you can't pay it off at the end of the month, don't buy it.
I think those are good words of wisdom. But at the end of the day, people need to think. Think about what you're doing. Think about what it's really going to cost you. And most of all, think about if you need it. I can tell you, I can point to myself, an entire closet full of clothes that I've never worn. I bought stuff because it was on sale, because It was $5. It was $10 for this great shirt that I thought I would get use of. And guess what? I never wore it. So I'm as much of a fault as anybody. But the fact of the matter is you need to recognize what you're doing and don't be tricked into parting with your money.
Well, we all know there's definitely no shortage of self-help books out there written by financial experts. But our listeners need to know what separates Howard Dworkin, he's a CPA, also an MBA, from all those other financial experts, is that his job as a founder of one of the nation's largest and oldest debt management and credit counseling organizations has given him extreme insight and knowledge on the topic. So everyone, if you need any help at all, you can visit Howard. You can contact a certified counselor at consolidatedcredit.org, and also be sure to pick up a copy of Howard's book, Power Up, Taking Charge of Your Financial Destiny. And that is the survival guide you need. And you can find it on Amazon.com, of course, published by Wiley. So thank you, Howard. I really appreciate you being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com today and discover the blogger that could be perfect for you. Till next time.